Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 21, Emalahleni 20, Tzaneen 22 degrees. The City of Tshwane's Emergency Services says it's continuing to monitor the adverse weather conditions and urges communities to remain alert. The South African Weather Service issued a level 5 orange warning for disruptive rain over most parts of Gauteng, including Tshwane. Here's Emergency Services spokesperson Lindsay Mguni.
The impact of severe disruptive rain may include the following: localized flooding, especially of susceptible low-lying areas, informal settlements and susceptible roads, potential mudslides, rockfalls and soil erosion, which could further jeopardize the safety of residents.
City Power has warned against attacks on its technicians. One of its operators was assaulted yesterday. The incident occurred inside the Alexandra Service Delivery Centre. City Power's spokesperson Isaac Mangena says they've since suspended all services in Alexandra until further notice.
One of the people that was attacked and even slapped is the operator and the only operator that was available to be working overnight or night shift. And as you can imagine, he's still currently traumatized and he's also seeking medical attention while we're also opening a case of assault.
The Public Servants Association says it expects Finance Minister Inogodonwana to present a budget that prioritises economic growth, job security and the strengthening of public services. The association represents more than 240,000 public sector employees. PSA's Claude Nikers says governments must move towards fiscal policies that promotes growth.
Many departments are struggling with inadequate human resources, leading to delays and inefficiencies in service delivery. The budget must provide a clear plan on how these gaps will be addressed, particularly in essential sectors such as healthcare, education, and policing.
Northwest Police say the process to identify 93 bodies of suspected illegal miners retrieved from a shaft at the Buffelfontein's gold mine between December and January is well underway. This process comes after post-mortems on all the bodies were concluded. Here's police spokesperson Sabata Makwabone.
DNA samples were obtained from 78 bodies retrieved during the mine rescue operation. Furthermore, 54 fingerprints were obtained from 78 bodies for comparison. This process resulted in the identification of 10 bodies through previous arrests in the country.
And we end off in the Western Cape, where community members in Diasville in Saldanha Bay are holding a prayer memorial walk today. It's to mark 1 year since six-year-old Jocelyn Smith's disappearance. She went missing while in the care of her mother's boyfriend. Her mother, Kelly Smith, her boyfriend, Jacqueline Apollis, and friend Stefano van Rijn faced charges of kidnapping and child trafficking. The trio are set to return to the Western Cape High Court next Friday. I'm Chanel September. Mornings on Afrikaans at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready,
on Jacaranda FM.
Oxytocin.